During that press release, we are covering what we call the Eastern and Southern Africa that span from South Sudan to South Africa, and that covers 21 countries, or 17 countries out of the 21 countries that UNICEF Regional Office are covering, where dealing with a public health emergency.
What factors are contributing to this high number of public health emergencies and these disease outbreaks right now?
What we can see is a correlation between climate change and, countries facing more and more shocks like flooding, like drought, and the increased number of public health emergencies in the different countries, yes.
The alarming frequency of public health emergencies and disease outbreaks in the regions is disrupting vital safety nets for children, according to your regional director for Eastern and Southern Africa, Etliba Kadili. What types of safety nets for children are we talking about?
I think we are referring to three main category of safety nets. Of course, the family, that is taking care of the child, and when the public health emergency is declared and the family or someone in the family is affected, that has a direct impact on the children. We are also talking about the community, and some specific outbreaks, what is creating the social network, the social fabric might be impacted, but also overall the services. And we've seen that, since even COVID was probably the most obvious one, but when school are closing, then children are, left alone, and they are more exposed to different risk and factor of that the protection safety net. Yeah.
When you talk about cholera, mpox, these are life threatening, right? Have children been dying from these disease outbreaks in Africa?
Yes. Yes, of course. The children are either directly impacted, they can die of it, or they are indirectly impacted because someone in their family is sick.
Tell me about hemorrhagic fevers. You said that this is, there's been a recent uptick in that. What are the symptoms?
Depending on the outbreak, you can have a parents, family member that are put into isolation center, while in other, they would, the family could have some access to them.
I understand that the hemorrhagic fevers, including Marburg virus, is happening in Tanzania, and Ebola disease is becoming a threat too. Where is that happening?
As far as I know, we've got Ebola outbreak in Uganda, and Marburg is in Tanzania. I mean, the number of cases for Ebola is still limited. And, the government and the different stakeholders are trying to contain what is happening in those countries.
What is UNICEF wanting to see happen to address these health emergencies in Africa?
I think UNICEF is working with the government to strengthen the medical system, just to make sure that, it's more shock responsive, knowing that the public health emergency are more frequent, so that the system, the health system is better prepared. But I think one of the consideration that UNICEF is having is to look at the different dimension that a public health emergency can have, not only on the health aspect, but also on the protection, on the education outcome for children, also on the social fabric that can be affected by those emergencies.